Hi, everybody. This is Gad Saad. Some of you might remember when Donald Trump was inaugurated, I spoke about the incredible tweets and messages that I was seeing on social media and on my personal Facebook page, where all sorts of folks would identify who they were and how they were now going to be afraid to go to work, take a bus, go on campus. So I am a woman of color who is working at some university in the Northeast, some university town. And now that Trump has been inaugurated, I'm afraid. I'm so afraid. So afraid. Which, of course, is the way by which I subsequently coined the malady of collective Munchausen. So today, Joe Biden was inaugurated, and so we have the flip side of that coin of faux hysteria and faux joy, where I'm seeing all sorts of folks, some whom I know, others that I don't, academics that might be my Facebook friends, and whatever, all sorts of folks within the intelligentsia community. And they are all offering first-person testimonies of the incredible sigh of relief, the joy, the happiness, the tears of joy that are streaming down their faces. And so I shared a few minutes ago the following, and it's not in the least bit sarcastic. I'm simply agreeing with them that this is truly a moment of great relief and elation. So here it goes. I am moved to tears to see all of the heroes in intelligentsia offering testimonies of how they can finally breathe again. It is definitely not an orgiastic form of collective Munchausen. What my American friends have had to endure over the last 4 years is the benchmark by which all past, present, and future stories of victimhood should be gauged. Some whiners complain about escaping genocidal hate to come to the land of the free. Nonsense. No one has suffered as much as a liberal professor at Oberlin College under Trump's regime. I can't type anymore because I'm truly moved to tears by the heroism of the professors that were able to carry on with their academic duties under Trump. Tears of joy are streaming from my face as I realize that science can finally resume. Now, some of you might, be cynical, thinking that I'm being sarcastic. I'm not. I know that tonight's meal is going to taste better. Love making with one's spouse is going to be more pleasurable. Walking in the woods with your dog is going to feel better. And as so many people, so many laudable, highfalutin colleagues are attesting to, there's simply a joy that is causing so many people to cry tears of joys, and I join you in collectively crying these tears of joy. Have a good day, everybody. Cheers.